Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. We are here again, IRIB English Radio. I am Bita.
Yes, and Asma is in here as well.
And this is You Station.
Then I hope you would enjoy that with us.
Thank you for being with us. So,
previously, yeah. We talked about the difficulties that get in our life, and I guess the more we talk about it, the more of new things is coming out of it.
Exactly.
So, yes, we got to the very point that difficulties and problems are there for everyone. You're not alone, and this is the good news of it all. There's another good news, and the fact that God is there, He did not send us to this world, and living us in our own. He's always there for us to ask Him for help and to put the trust on Him.
She gave you the good news, and I'm here to give you the bad news of our episode here, you know? Sometimes I think you will go through a really tough time. Sometimes there is failure in life. This state of acceptance of this failure is really important. That you accept that, okay, I tried my best, I did this, I did that, but this is the result.
It didn't work. And it happens many times, though.
Yeah, many times.
Yeah.
But I think many times we don't accept it. We don't believe it, and we're in the state of denial. Mm. You know, there are so many times that we go through this taste, the bitter taste of failure, and we're like, okay, I was trying my best, and that is my success. You know, we're just trying to, tell a lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
And this
you
is
know,
sad.
Let me just speak of my own personal experience. Yeah. There has been a situation in my life where I have been put in between two roads and I had to pick one of them.
Yeah.
And then one of them was so dear for me, the other one was not. One of them was the dream of my life, the other one was not. The thing is, at that time, it was very difficult for me to understand that the thing which is my dream is not going to work for me.
Yeah.
You know? And this truth is going to sound like so unbearable when you are full of passion and full of, you know, those dreams that you have in your mind about the thing that you love so much. But then as you just grow more mature, let me just say, as you get to know yourself more and as you get to learn the ways of life and the vanity of human wishes, you come to understand that, yes, you know, there's a difference. There's a big difference between you loving something and knowing the truth of them, you know? Sometimes you just love something as a job, as a, I don't know, major you pick at your high school, as a thing you pick for your university, the kind of a place you pick as for your university. Yeah. All of these things together are just going to count as the things you love. But then there are a few number of people who could know, okay, I love this, but is it going to work for me? Is it going to be good for me? Because not many of us could understand these two things. They're not going to be the same thing. Sometimes the things you love are going to be the poison in your life. Sometimes the thing you count so much on them are going to be the exact thing that are going to dagger you in your heart.
Exactly. You know, because actually love is a bit of a complex concept here. You know, you have to be in the middle, in the heart of something to just figure it out whether you love it or not. This is my opinion. I mean, for example, I see like many students, they're like, oh, I love medicine. I want to be a doctor. And, you know, have you ever been a doctor that
exactly,
you are telling
yeah.
you that you love it? No, you weren't. You know? So there is a little problem here that sometimes you just just you're hallucinating that you love something. You don't love it. Yeah. You just think you love it. Mm-hmm. And there is a huge difference here. And this is a trap, I think.
Exactly.
Sometimes we have to go through something. I mean, all the decisions that we are making in life is like taking risks. Mm-hmm. And choosing to love something or not is a risk itself, because you don't know whether you love it or not.
Exactly. As in my case that I was talking to you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, as I picked the road that I didn't like, but I knew that is going to work for me, as I just got into it and I got more and more familiar with it, I got to know that, okay, this was meant to be mine. This was the thing that I should have got from the very first point.
This is really actually good to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because
it could have been so sad.
Exactly. It could have ended up so sad, but then it depends on the way you look at it, you know. Sometimes you should understand, because I see it in myself as well. I sometimes blindly love something in a way that I do not see the bad points about it. Yeah. And when I get a good thing in the place, I do not come to recognize the good things that come out of that bad thing that I thought is going to be bad. But it wasn't as bad as that. And sometimes it's going to give you more of goodness. It's going to share more of blessings with you. But the fact is that you're just so blind to see them.
I see. So there may be some good points about going for a short break. So talking about the love that you mentioned, which was, I think, one of the problems, at the same time, one of the ways to face the problems. I have to mention that sometimes you feel like you're so fragile.
And, not sometimes, always.
Always.
I mean, most of the time I'm on the brink of anxiety.
I think there is a difference between just feeling like you're fragile or you're weak. Because the feeling of being fragile is like, you know, you have the potential. You know you can do something. You know you are powerful.
Though you're not going to show it, and you're going to pretend. You're going to fake a strength.
Yeah, so it's not like being weak or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
This is what we feel all the time.
Yeah.
And because there is always these threatening things around us, like these emotions. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether we can call emotions a problem, which we have to struggle with.
They're a big problem. Or no. I would say.
So you say they're a problem. But they can, you know, they can be amazing.
Yes, but they have this whimsical power that comes from nowhere, and they get you to nowhere. Sometimes, actually. Sometimes you have these paradoxical feelings that you even yourself do not know what exactly is the thing that you're feeling.
I get it. So,
see, feelings are the greatest thing that has been given to humanity. Without feelings, I guess we're just robots. We are just stones without fillings.
For sure.
But then, fillings are not going to be everything. You know, as you get the maturity to know humanity, to know about yourself, you would understand this very fact that you might have fillings, but not necessarily you have to act accordingly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
You can have it for yourself. You can enjoy it at night. The much you like, you can think about them and talk to them, to all of your feelings. But then in the morning, when you are in the battlefield, you cannot go with the sword of your feelings.
Yeah.
You know? That sword is not going to work, because it's not even a sword. It's not going to even protect you with a shield.
I get it.
You know, it's going to make you maybe a sort of an insecure person if you stick too much into your feelings and emotions. So now we are speaking of difficulties, and suddenly we got into emotions, because half of our difficulties come from emotions and feelings and things like that. Well, you know, let me just give you an example of a person being in a horrible situation, and then eventually, after years and years, she gets to see the blooming fruits of her life. You know, I have talked about her previously because she is such a strong person. Whenever I just look at her, I understand that a woman can be so strong. And not just a woman, every single person
in
this world.
I'm really eager to meet her.
She's my aunt. And the person who has been through too much of difficulties. I mean, she lost her husband and then she had 4 children when she was so young. So she started to create her own life with her own hands, you know. She was just working so hard just to, you know, feed her children. Even in feeding her children, she had problem.
This is beautiful.
So, but she was the kind of a person who never said anything about it.
Yeah.
When you saw her, when you went to her house, she was just this kind of person who smiles in your face and everything.
I know this kind of person.
You know, as if there is no problem in her life and life is just so cheery. But then I could understand that. And I guess every other person would have noticed the very thing that, okay, there is a big problem in her life. She does not have a protector. She does not have a supporter, someone who could support her financially or mentally or, you know, as
Actually,
a help. Because we are living, breathing beings. If there is no one behind us to back us up, we're going to have to face some very deep problems and difficulties. So the thing with her is that she waited so long. She's a kind of the paragon of patience for me.
Nice.
Because when I see her, I just see that, okay, patience is finally going to lead into somewhere very beautiful. So out of all those difficulties that she's been through, not having a house, having 4 children, 3 of them were girls. So, and you know, the problem of girls sounds to be even more when they are younger. So the phase of difficulties passed away, and then her children, all of them went to universities. They studied, and all of them got the best degrees ever, and then they started to work, and then...
You're making her eyes teary, you know.
And then they started to be the supporter of their mother. So now she no longer is that very lonely woman who is doing everything by herself. Now she's got her children backing her up.
This is beautiful.
Know, everything changed in their life.
Yeah.
Everything. In a way that right now everyone, when they want to bring out a story that is so inspirational, they would talk about this aunt of mine.
That was really a nice story to hear. That I know these kind of people who always have a you know.
And what was the moral of this story?
Patience. For
patience.
Sure.
If you just wait in the difficult phase of your life.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So, thanks to your beautiful story, we come to this point again that patience is the key. And patience sounds like something really, really simple, but it's not as simple as it seems.
No, it never
is really difficult. Mm-hmm. And because it's long-lasting and, you know, the things that needs time are the things that have beautiful consequences, have beautiful results, but they're really difficult to go through, you know. Sometimes you know that this road, this path is good, but, you know, it's going to last, I don't know, for example, 50 years, 40 years and something like that. And it feels like, okay, I'm not going to go through that because it's a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to live once.
And tell you something.
Yeah.
Difficulties are not going to be there for 1 month, for 2 weeks or things like that. No, sometimes you are meant to go through them for years.
Exactly.
And years.
Like some diseases, you know, some incurable disease.
Sometimes in this ocean, you're going to experience the sun. Sometimes it's going to be so peaceful. Sometimes it's the morning breeze. And sometimes it's the night. The very horrible night with winds. Sometimes it gets like a whirlpool. Sometimes it's going to get so difficult. But then at the end of the day, you're going to meet the sun and the sun is going to rise.
Yeah. This is something we are in touch with in our every day.
Yeah.
Every day we're facing difficulties. We are trying to find a way. We're trying to, make methods to
see every day is a new adventure.
It is.
And it just depends on the way you look at it and define things.
At first, I think you have to accept yourself as an adventurer.
Yeah, then, and do not let me go further, because then if I start talking, time is going to just run.
So thank you for listening to us. I wish it would be helpful for you.
Yeah, thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I hope you just enjoyed it. Until another session.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.